From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Iraq's interior minister responsible for security has resigned following Sunday's suicide truck bombing that killed more than 200 people in Baghdad. Rescuers are still going through the blast site in the Qurrata district looking for those still missing in one of the deadliest attacks to hit the capital since 2003. Islamic State militants claim responsibility, said they were targeting Shia. U.S. Defense spokesman Peter Cook was asked in light of the truck bombing whether it's wise for Iraqi security forces to concentrate on liberating the IS-held city of Mosul when the capital is in need of greater security.
Preventing those kinds of attacks from happening, the best way to do that is to take ISIL on in Iraq and to remove ISIL from the country to the extent possible. And that's what the coalition effort working alongside the Iraqis is trying to do.
Sunday's attack came about a week after the Islamic State was pushed out of the western Iraqi city of Fallujah in what was hoped would be an operation that would bring such bombing attacks in the capital to an end. Democratic Republic of Congo opposition presidential contender Moise Katumbi vowed Tuesday to return to his country despite an arrest warrant.
I'm going back to Congo. I've got a fight, a peaceful fight for our country to have the first peaceful transition. I'm going back. I'm not scared about anything. I didn't do anything wrong.
The multimillionaire businessman who said he was seeking medical treatment in Europe is accused of plotting against the state. He said he plans to lead a nonviolent campaign aimed at incumbent President Joseph Kabila, who has not yet indicated whether he will stand for re-election later this year despite a constitutional limit to two terms. This is VOA News.